Welcome to News from the Krabby Coffee Shop with your hosts, Don McLean, from Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1, Garage Logic's newsman, Mr. FYI, John Haidt, and the crabbiest guy in the coffee shop, Kenny Olson.
Okay, so before we get to our guest, and we've got a great guest lined up today, continuing on a conversation we had last week, the roommate recanted a dream to me this morning, Dawn, and I think the three of you will be able to interpret this together.
Good.
She's in my truck. I'm driving. My son is in the truck, and so is Chris Reavers. We are on our way to bring Chris Reavers home in Lakeville. Behind us, we are towing a whole line of shopping carts. Go ahead. Interpret that.
Trailer Park Boys.
Bubbles! Yes! We got our Trailer Park Boys reference in.
Yes, great. I was like, this sounds familiar.
Yes. Only Bubbles was using a go-kart.
Yeah.
Was Reavers holding a drink? Yeah.
Oh gosh, I wish I could just take a 3-week vacation and just watch that nonstop. You know?
Well, this cart is aft.
Yes. He pitches it into the woods. Okay, so last week we talked about polyamorous relationships, and I received, the three of us received an email from a fella. And I'll just read it to you. Listen to the Krabby Coffee Shop this week. Chuckled at your conversation about polyamorous relationships. I'm in one, and if you're interested, I'd be more than happy to talk with you. And he goes on to describe the different types of polyamorous relationships and his. I think we'll let him do all the describing instead of giving it all away in this email. So let's welcome to the Krabby Coffee Shop, Alan. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Kenny. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. So, turns out you're right around 40 or so, and you are involved in a polyamorous relationship. Describe your situation, please.
Yeah. So, right around 40. Been in a polyamorous relationship for 12 years now. It's kind of taken a couple different forms. And we kind of fell into ours by accident. Thinking back on it, there wasn't as much conversation about it, and just as time's gone on, we've kind of figured, that fits us. That's our lifestyle, and it's nice to know it's at least a little bit more accepted now, I guess.
Are you calling from a submarine? just curious if you are
a
polyamorous aquatic.
I'm calling from a job site. Sitting in my van. So.
Okay. Just curious. I didn't know if you were an aquatic polyamorous couple.
No, I was a soldier, not a sailor. So.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So what's your situation?
What's your setup?
Yeah. How's this
work? So, the way it is now, the three of us live together. It wasn't always that way. And it was, so him and I don't have any feelings. We're not bi. We're not swingers. We don't do naked 70 fondue party that Kenny's so fond of.
Right.
Nothing like that. She is married to him, and it kind of started off as almost more just being her boyfriend when we had separate houses, but now we all live together, and she likes to say that she has two husbands, and it takes twice as long to get any chores done as opposed to twice as fast. So that's just kind of our dynamic. So.
That's funny. Oh.
So you have two or three bedrooms, or how's the sleeping arrangement?
When we moved in together, we kind of talked about that. So technically it's a four-bedroom house, but we have two master bedrooms. When we moved into this house, it was, your standard, one bedroom or one master bedroom house, but with an unfinished basement. And so for the idea of things feeling, make sure that no one's feeling shortchanged in it, him and I actually finished the basement to another master bedroom, and time is divided accordingly, we'll say.
Okay.
Sorry to keep you out of the NC-17 rating here.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, this is Dawn, obviously. In my experience, if I were to think of myself in this situation, let's say it's myself and another woman and a man, like similar to you, but just reversed, I feel like I would be jealous. Do any of those feelings come up?
They did early on.
Okay.
Especially because, so before they were married, she was openly, you know, dating the two of us. Like, I knew about him, he knew about me. We kind of had similar circles, and it was, in some ways, it kind of felt like when you were younger, and, well, you know, this Friday you might go on a date with Tommy, and the next Friday you're going on a date with so-and-so, but you're not really serious with anyone.
Right.
But we did that for about 3 years, just being like, yeah, I kind of have a girlfriend or her. Yeah, I'm kind of seeing a couple guys. And then he wanted to propose, you know, move the ball along. She said no, because she didn't feel right, because she had feelings for both of us. So there was a lot of jealousy early on, but like we talked about it, the three of us, the two of us, however you want to look at it, broke up for a while, but then we realized we really missed our unit as a whole. So there was a learning curve in there. We didn't have the websites or the resources that are online now of how do you make this work? What do you fit into? Is this lifestyle for you? So we learned kind of trial by fire, and I think it actually worked out for us because it came along naturally.
This is a weird question, this John. Did he talk to you at all before he proposed? In other words, did he get your permission or anything, or was it just separate from everything?
That's part of the reason why she said no. She would not say yes unless I gave approval like another family member would. So he did. Huh. That's where the conversation between the three of us started, because she's like, did you talk to Al first? And he was like, no. She's like, you should probably talk to him about this.
Wow.
And that's where that started.
All my questions have to do with sex.
Oh, God.
But before we get to them, this kind of sounds like a good, like if you, obviously, does she have parents, a mom, a dad, family, Christmas? I'm thinking all these holidays that I don't like going to, you could probably send him, right? Isn't that an easy way out? Would that work?
It's kind of. I don't have to go to her family's stuff because of that so much, because not everyone in the family fully understands the situation.
Do they know?
Some do, some don't. There's some very religious people
that
still not accept. Like I have a cousin who came out of the closet 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And she's married to a woman now. They still don't talk to her.
Really?
That's
life's too short for that.
Exactly. So it's kind of one of those, and I'm sitting there and they're like, oh, so when are you going to settle down? It's like, yeah, just don't worry about it and eat your mashed potatoes.
That's rough.
So, but there are, like, my mom knows. My mom knows without asking because she's known. Like, I've known this girl for over 20 years, so it's not like we just met at a bar one night. Like, she's known, and, I've been other relationships and married. And at one time, my mom, especially after the three of us just moved in together, and my mom happened to come over and helping us move in, and she was kind of surveying the landscape, and she just said, are you happy? And I said, I'm happier than I've ever been. And she's like, good enough for me. So
that's really cool.
Without asking.
Cool mom.
Yeah. So this kind of goes against, I don't want to say goes against, but traditionally, when you're dating multiple people, it seems like from a woman's perspective, if a dude really likes you, he has that animalistic, that's mine, dominant, I want him out of the way so that I can be the head lion or whatever you want to call it. You guys didn't have that kind of like, not that women are property. Gosh, I'm really stepping in it here.
No, you're nailing it, Don. Alpha male.
Exactly.
Alpha male is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
so that usually, like, it speeds things up. Like, if guys think they're going to lose you, they're like, hey, guess what? I love you, and I just want to date you. Like, they want to nail it down, so to speak. And that didn't happen with you guys. Like, a 3-year time period where she dated both of you is unusual.
It is, and there's a lot. there's parts of the story where I'm not going to tell because that would be more her part of the story, which I kind of also went into this. But the one thing that she's also said, and we think that, it's fine, it's good, it's all worked out in the end, but there was conversation, like, is that why he jumped the gun and asked her to marry him before without talking to anybody else? Because you're rocking the boat here, buddy. But no, it's fine. But one of the things that she said, because, you know, obviously this question did come up. I know I asked it. He had to have asked it, too. It's like, why can't you make up your mind? What is going on here? And one of the things that she would say is, I get things from you that I don't from him, and vice versa. Uh-huh. And looking at him and I, that's very true. We have different interests. We have different hobbies. There are certain things that we do that I know that she only likes to do with me because it's a passion of mine, and vice versa. So I've joked, and she told me not to say this as much anymore, but I've joked that if she could just smash us into one person, she would.
Yeah.
But not like that.
Right. It's okay. Trust me, this entire conversation, we've all been like 13-year-old boys. No disrespect, right. But anytime you said basement or master bedroom, you got to laugh. Sorry. Okay, so I can relate to this because there have been times in my life where I thought I was in love with two people at once, you know?
Right.
And I just had to get over it because it wouldn't have worked out that way. You know what I mean? They were two against each other.
And I think with him and I, you know, one of the similarities that we do have is we both took the approach of what is going to make you happy? And if your choice is with him, I will back off. Mm-hmm. All three of us come from a divorced household, and we saw our parents just spit venom at each other. And at least me and him, I know for sure, have always kind of carried how you talk about someone else's significant other can change the person you care about. And in our case, it was hearing my dad talk about my mom or vice versa. It was you're not making me love you anymore by talking like that. So I kind of took it in this, I'm not going to talk trash about him and talk him down because I have my own shortcut. You told me there's things you get from him you don't get from me. Okay. Doesn't make me perfect. And we both just kind of took that approach. And so in some ways we made it easier, but harder at the same time. Cause I think if I did fly off the handle and say, you're just bleepity bleepity wanting to string us along, she could have easily been like, well, you're out, I'm marrying him. You know, it would have been an easy open shut case at that point.
Wow.
But we are both very respectful about it. And I think that's what you don't see a lot. Kind of like you were talking about, you know, the lions, Don. Like, normally there would be a confrontation between two guys.
Trust me, there is.
Yeah, and that didn't happen in our case because we cared about her more than
it's us, very mature. Yeah.
So this isn't let me scratch that question. What are the sleeping arrangements?
He told you, didn't he?
What were you thinking about, Kenny? We were very aware of the fact that we don't want a situation where there's bedrooms right next to each other with a shared wall. Like, that's just not going to work out.
Right.
Patience and understanding does have limits.
Yeah.
So the arrangements are, there's a master bedroom upstairs that came with the house. We redid the bedroom, so it's kind of like a living room, master bedroom downstairs. And really, again, this is another one of those things where it kind of just worked out naturally. All three of us have different work schedules. We have different days off of the weeks. Like, he has a rotating 3-day weekend. My 2 days off of the week are different than his, and hers kind of overlaps ours.
Perfect.
So again, we didn't plan it that way. We didn't search for jobs. We didn't sit down with a schedule and say, this is how this is going to work out. So it just kind of feels natural that my day's off or her day's off. Like, it just, it works and it clicks. But in the morning, every morning, you know, we eat breakfast together. Every morning, you know, even if it's just quick pop tarts,
the three of you.
Hey, who's going to be home for dinner tonight, and what do you want?
Okay.
Wow, it's like your friends outside of that, great friends, and then you have your separate dating lives.
Yeah, some people that I've talked about too. It is reminiscent of when you have a roommate who mm-hmm. has a girlfriend, where sometimes she's there, sometimes she's not, and sometimes your girlfriend's over, you know.
Right.
But it's a little bit different, but it's definitely not for everyone.
So what if you decided that you wanted a girlfriend? Because there's an extra bedroom, it sounds like.
Yeah, or he did, or she wants a boyfriend, or she wants a girlfriend.
She can't have anymore.
Well, what if she does?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
You know, I've been thinking, well, what if she's got some side action?
No.
Then what?
She doesn't have time.
Yeah, I was going to say. No, but seriously, what if you were to say, I really like this girl, and, you know, you guys hang out, and everything's cool. I'm not saying move in yet, but how would they feel about you also having a girlfriend?
Well, like I said, this has been going on for a number of years. This isn't something that we've just tried.
Right.
So when it really comes down to it, the only person in this relationship that's polyamorous is her. Because in all this time, he has never ventured out to get, you know, side action or anything like that. I did try online dating just, you know, because sometimes it's a Friday night and I kind of want a little, when I say companionship, I mean go see a movie with or hang out or whatever.
Sure.
So I did try that, and then I really determined I'm just looking for a friend or a talking prong, as you guys like to say. I'm good otherwise.
What did you just say? A prong?
A talking frog. It's a joke.
Oh, talking frog.
It's a punchline to a joke.
Like a
that's part. I'm sorry.
No, she doesn't know it's a joke. We'll tell you
on
later.
Another show.
Yeah,
that you
no, because I don't have. You know, I don't have any desire. You know, I went on a couple of dates with some people, and I specifically looked for other E&M people so they would kind of understand the process more. And then I just realized I enjoy talking to you more about your situation and my situation more than I really want to date you. And some of them are still friends, but no.
Gotcha.
I just like a traditional marriage, you know, as you would say, I am committed to her and this relationship. I'm not looking elsewhere for anything else.
It seems to me like you're missing out on the most fun part of three people.
Oh.
Well, and I'm not trying to be shocking or funny. It just seems like, you know,
I will say all three of us had very exuberant youth. Maybe this is part of the reason.
Yeah. You got it out of your system.
Kind of, And I think that's what a lot of people think. And
yeah.
It's not that situation, and in all reality, I don't know how she does it, because if I did have another girlfriend, I would be like, no, this is kind of weird, all of us being in the same house like this. Sometimes I don't know how she does it, but she makes it work.
I have a question, Alan. Kenny, of course, he wants to know about the sex, but I'm older, and I have a serious question. How does rent work? How do you guys split up rent?
That's the most boring question I've ever heard.
Bank talk.
Wow.
Well, so rent. So when I bought the house, I bought it in my name. It was one of those.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We had that conversation of, okay, so, you know, just like, a regular, you know, one-on-one relationship, like, hey, I'm looking to buy a house. If I move to, let's say, you know, I just want to get out of the cities and I want to go to Stillwater. Is this relationship over? Can we, you know, are you going to move? You know, so we had that conversation, like, how are we still going to make this work? Because before we lived in neighboring towns, so it wasn't a big deal. And so I bought the house, you know, it's in my name. And so basically, I pretty much pay for the mortgage and like the insurance, and then, you know, utilities and groceries and stuff. You know, they split up because we divide chores just like any other regular couple would. We divide bills. We talk about this, you know, and that's just kind of how it works. It worked out by financially where it's like, you know what, I'll take care of all this, and you guys take care of the groceries and the utilities, and if you want to get that super special satellite package, we need to talk about it and look at the budget first. You know, we have those conversations like any other couple would.
So, cool. Alan, you get invited to a wedding or a work function, and there's a plus one. You bring your gal. How do the introductions go to people that you don't know, or maybe people you see every once in a while? Is this my girlfriend, this is my friend, this is my polyamorous wife? How does that work?
It kind of depends on the situation. Like, all my coworkers know that I have a live-in girlfriend, and that kind of just is where it stays. I don't ask them about their household relationship daily. If it gets to a point where we feel comfortable enough, we'll explain the situation. But like going to a wedding, my family, like I said, we've known each other for a long time. They're used to seeing her around.
Right.
So when I bring my plus one, yeah. The people who know, and the people who don't. But like her and I took it was before the pandemic, so maybe almost 4 years ago now. Her and I took a trip down to Fort Myers. We wanted just to get out of Minnesota, see some twin spring training ball. And the entire time that she was there, she was my wife, and she referred to herself or to me as her husband, even though it's not legal, but that's how it was. But then, you know, when she's actually out with her legally married husband, of course it's husband and wife. So.
Oh, wow.
She must be insatiable, huh?
Oh, God.
To say the least.
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't know where to go. Don, do you have...
Penny.
I mean, I could tell you some stories, Kenny, but I know you have to broadcast this. Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to call me off here.
Listen, here's the thing. He's all talk because I think a couple weeks ago, he kept saying, like, there was a story I had about how women of a certain age think about sex, like... I don't know. There
it's
was
like
a percentage,
like 60%
of the day,
yeah,
or
all
something.
Day long.
And so he said, "This must be younger women because I guarantee older women don't." And he said, "Definitely older guys don't. We don't think about sex." And I'm like, "Really? I thought dudes just think about sex all the time if they're 95 or you know."
Well, here's the deal: we think about it briefly for about 3 minutes, and then you know. Then we're done, and we move
so he
on
thinks
to
it's so awesome
tractors
that
and trucks and other stuff. Chainsaws.
Alan,
guitars.
He thinks it's awesome that your wife is insatiable, but he wouldn't be able to deal with it.
Yeah. Well, and
Kenny,
you know, a long day working ashamed. On a Tuesday is still a long day working on a Tuesday, and sometimes you just want to crawl into bed and go to sleep. That's,
yeah.
You know, that's the same for everybody.
Yeah, okay. He's like, I'm just confused by Kenny because he's like, we don't want to have sex.
Yeah,
but then he's like, wow, that's awesome. She wants to have sex all the time. Don't let him fool you. Well,
as you get older, Dawn, the idea sounds great if you're a guy, but you know.
When faced with reality, it's, you'd rather have a talking frog.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Wow.
Does anybody remember
the... Catch your breath and drink some water in the middle of it. It's not always a turn on. So, yeah, sometimes you just want to go to bed.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
well,
boy.
John, Don, anything else? Ross?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alan.
I might have more questions, and we'll have to bring you back on.
Okay.
I have to think about it.
Perfectly fine.
Okay.
Ross has my email.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye,
good
Alan.
Luck.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
So it's something like a guy's out on a golf course with his buddies. This is a Such joke.
Oh, you're trying to think of the joke?
Yeah, and I don't remember the setup. He's out on this...
They're out golfing, and they come upon this talk. The guy's ball goes in the weeds.
You
they come
happen upon,
this talk.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay, that too.
Wow. You're way worse than I am, McClay.
It's every other
she
word,
really
I swear.
Is. She really is. And the frog says to the golfer, I'm really a beautiful princess.
Yeah, if you kiss me...
I'll do anything you want.
I'll turn into a beautiful princess, and I'll do anything. I'll satisfy all your needs.
And then he opens up his golf bag, puts the frog in his golf bag, zips it up, and his partner says, what are you doing? Why didn't you kiss her? And he says...
I'd rather have a talking frog.
At my age. At my age. I'd rather have a talking frog.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then there's another word that we always use, and we say it from time to time when talking about women who, when talking about women, and it's undefeated. And it's due
undefeated.
To... It's due to... it's a description of God's pocket is what it is.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Undefeated.
And it came from a football coach that Royce was interviewing.
Yeah.
And one of the players had gotten in trouble for screwing around or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Right. He left his family on Christmas morning.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Royce undefeated.
Royce just said, what's the dealer? And the coach just went, undefeated.
Oh. Oh, gosh. Okay. I don't really get that, but that's okay. You don't have to explain it to me.
Yeah,
it's
well,
the power of God's pocket.
Yes.
Oh,
there you go. There
okay.
you go.
Yes. So
perfect,
she's
Ross.
Undefeated?
No.
Okay. No. He's undefeated.
No.
It's no,
undefeated.
God's pocket is undefeated.
Is undefeated, which yes. would mean to me another... that, okay.
Yeah. It would take precedence over other things, let's put it
that way. Ah, okay. Uh-huh.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm like, undefeated means that she's this... never lost.
Well, not her, but her, you know.
Okay, her vagina never loses.
Okay, you said it. You,
it's
you
a clinical
just,
term.
You had
she
to
just
say
came
it.
Out and said it. Yeah.
10 famous non-monogamous relationships from history. This is all junk I stumbled upon trying to research this. Number 10, never heard of these people. The Marstons and Byrne, the creators of Wonder Woman. Do you know who those people are?
No.
They were not monogamous. Anais Nin?
Anais Nin. Yep.
You've heard of her.
Yeah, French author. She wrote Henry and June, Little Birds, which is erotica.
Sartre?
Hey now.
Sartre? Is that how you say
sure.
his name?
Sartre.
Yeah. Him and his wife got around.
Uh-huh.
Joseph Needham, Dorothy Moyle, and Lou... Queen DeGene, biochemist.
No idea.
The Roosevelts, coming in at number 6, the Roosevelts.
Which ones?
FDR.
FDR and yeah. his wife.
What?
Yeah. Franklin Delano and Eleanor. They both...
Roosevelt, she's like one
she
of the most prolific women. She, you know, you quote her all the time. She's like a yeah. badass woman.
Yeah.
She had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh,
Rock Hudson and Phyllis Gates. Now, a lot of these are due to their old Hollywood stars where they had to get
they
married.
They couldn't
the,
be
yeah,
gay.
The studio made them get married, Rock Hudson. Yeah. Speaking of that, the cowboy actor, he was in 5 million cowboy movies, Randolph Scott.
Oh.
Blazing Saddles.
Reference. Oh, yeah.
Did you know he was gay?
No.
I did not. Really?
Yeah. Huh. Who was the hunchback in the original Notre Dame? A famous
Charles,
actor.
No, not. Was it Charles yeah. Lawton? Was that the
yeah,
original?
I think he was gay. Marlene Dietrich and Rudolph.
He was gay.
They say that she might have been trans. Marlene Dietrich.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah. She got around and she had affairs with Greta Garbo, Frank Sinatra, Mercedes D. Acosta, and JFK. And none of this bothered her husband. He couldn't care less. Cole Porter and Linda Lee Thomas. Now, Cole was a notorious homosexual, was he not? And everybody knew about it, right?
I don't know.
What's the difference between a notorious homosexual and a homosexual?
I would say back then, I think it doesn't apply. I don't think the word applies anymore. But back then, it would be like if most everybody knows.
Oh, he was out and just it was fine for him?
Yeah.
That's unusual because that's,
He was a brilliant songwriter.
I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, number one, Alfred Kinsey and Clara McMillan, the parents of the sexual revolution. They both saw people of both sexes. And then we bring us to today. This is famous thruples. And I don't have any descriptions here. I just have names. John Mayer, Sheena Shea, and Stacey Adams. Do you know who those people are?
John Mayer, the musician?
John Mayer, yeah.
Just John Mayer.
Yeah, I don't know who the two ladies are. Bella Thorne.
Oh, God.
Tanya Mongeau and Maud Sun. Those three had a thing.
I know Maud Sun only because my kid knows him.
He's a hip-hop guy?
He's all kinds of guy, hip hop and R&B, old fashioned R&B, and he's from here, Mod Son. He grew up in Bloomington.
I so thought you
now
were gonna
now lives in L.A.
I so thought you were gonna say Mod Son is Dylan.
Okay.
Ross. Oh my gosh, you're cut off.
Go stand
you're
in the corner.
You're in the naughty corner.
Go stand in the corner. Tilda Swinton.
Oh, she's so like Kate Blanchett. She's very otherworldly looking.
Yes.
Like almost like an alien.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very delicate.
That's funny that you would compare those two. I would also. They remind me of sisters.
Yeah.
Ezra Miller, no idea who that is.
Oh, that's The Flash. And he's been in a lot of... I'm sorry, they. Their pronouns are they.
Really? But they is one person.
They, yes.
Okay.
Yes. They have been in a lot of trouble in Hawaii recently. Got into bar fights, arrested, but used to play The Flash.
Oh, okay.
And Mike still, I think they've been fired from that job.
Here's one that's going to gross you out. Charlie Sheen.
Well, everybody knows that.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't control the tiger. you know, he's got tiger blood.
It's tiger blood. Yep.
Baron Vaughn, no idea who that is. DeRay Davis, Nico Tortorella, no idea who that is. Oh, and the famous one of all that we haven't mentioned, and I don't know that they're polyamorous, but Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, and evidently their daughter is also.
Yeah.
You knew that?
Willow, yeah. They've been open about that, and there was a guy named August Alsina, who is a younger guy who was a musician, and he had a relationship with Jada. He was in love with Jada, and they sort of moved him out of the picture, and he was very hurt by it. And so he told the world, I love Jada, and just like he had an entanglement, they described it as.
Do you think that thing at the Oscars just had anything to do with his frustration of being cuckolded?
Maybe.
Yeah. So
I think there's a lot of, I don't know. Let's not talk about that. I just realized that I had to talk about it for so long that I decided I don't want to ever talk about it again.
Megan Fox was into a couple of different dudes when she was dating Brian Austin Green. Don't know anything about them. And here's the one that I didn't realize at the time but makes sense. Kelso from That 70s Show and Demi Moore.
Oh, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher. Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Okay, because they were married, and then he broke up with, or he dumped her, and then ended up dating Mila Kunis, who was his co-star, Jackie.
Jackie, and married her. Yeah. That's all I have. Wow. I think we've exhausted that topic. I was really hoping there'd be more about SEX with Alan.
But there's nothing to say because they don't get together in a threesome.
There's so many questions I didn't dare. Like, have you ever heard them canning apricots in the other room?
Well, see, that's the first question I thought of when you asked about the rooming situation.
Yeah,
he
that's why
that
I asked it.
They have them not back-to-back. Do you guys listen?
Yeah.
I heard that, but he's doing this.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No, he isn't. He's not listening.
Yeah. He doesn't want to hear the door.
Well, if I wake up in the middle of the night and the roommate's not there, it's because I know I'm snoring really, really loud and she had to leave the room.
Well,
and I'm just wondering.
She's at Alan's.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is she over at Al's house? Alan's house?
Isn't it fair to say, though, that every polyamorous relationship is going to be different?
Absolutely.
He just happened to describe his situation and how it works for them. I'm sure there are some people who are doing the deed together in the marital bed. Absolutely. I 100% believe that that's happening.
Yeah. And there's a dominant, an alpha, and, the whole deal. And
the only thing I would want to know.
You get him ready and then I'll take over. That kind of.
Right. Does she ever go.
Can I come over and watch?
Oh, who's running
creeps.
The camera tonight?
I would want to know if she ever went 2-for-1 in the same night. You know, maybe at 11 o'clock she's with guy one, and at 3 a.m. she's with guy two.
That was another question. That
like
was
it's
another.
A special at the drive-in, 2-for-1.
That's
hot
yeah.
Dogs.
That's why I asked the insatiable question.
Yeah, and what if the same? You know, he said they'd have different schedules. Well, if at 3 p.m. this one's feeling amorous, and at 10 p.m. this one is, what do you do?
I was under the impression that she was
I don't know. Make some gestures on the camera. What are you talking about?
All night long.
Okay.
All night long. All night. Thanks, John.
I mean,
You're welcome.
Like they just have different days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't
of,
like that.
Yeah.
It's not as fun in your mind.
It's not spontaneous, really. It's kind of, hey, Tuesday. Okay, we'll see you.
Maybe we should just come right out and ask our listeners if you're in a really, really...
Oh, he wants more. He's insatiable. Kenny's insatiable.
All day with all sorts of different... You know, give us a call.
I mean, Alan was a pure guy who just had pure intentions, and he has a nice, what works for him, less creepy... polyamorous situation. Yeah. But maybe Kenny still wants the kink.
Yeah.
If you're in that situation, maybe you should just send a long email to Kenny and forget about the rest of it. Describing everything. Yes.
Picture.
Video. Video.
Video.
All right. I think we're done with that. I can't take that any further. Ross sent us a story. And once again, Ross will send us 10 stories and only one is good. But it's all we need.
It's all we need, though.
That is not just what I feel.
Look, it wouldn't be the Krabby Coffee Shop without me taking a swing at Ross. Come on.
I appreciate it.
And it's a good story. The newest teen slang trends of 2022. And they give us a bunch of new words that the kids use. And this one I didn't realize came from kids. Am I right? I hear everybody using that, even oldsters. Am I right?
oldsters.
And it's one word the way the kids say.
Yeah.
Am I right? Yeah. It's raining. Am I right? Fit. Do you know what fit means?
This is so fun to figure these out.
Well, that's English. That means you're hot.
That outfit. It fit.
Oh, like okay. Well, outfit. English people also say she's fit, but they mean like
that fit is on point today, Dawn.
Mm, yeah. So not really. That, it's an old sweater.
Sweater thing. Low key.
It's still winter, apparently.
I hear a lot of people using this, including
low
you.
Key. Oh, low
you,
key.
Yeah, you do low key a lot.
I do?
Yeah.
What is that? I mean,
like you low key bragging or low key. Right?
It's an adjective as opposed to
I see.
A verb.
Oh,
in this
I see.
Case. Yeah.
Humble bragging?
Yeah, humble bragging, kind of same key. Thing. Low key bragging. Here's one we could have applied to our guest, Alan. What's your situationship?
Oh, yeah, he has a situationship.
That is definitely a situationship. Savage?
That's like when you burn somebody, right? That's savage.
But savage, like dope or fierce, is a definite compliment. So, Don, those questions were savage.
I'm not talking to you anymore because you said I was low-key bragging.
That's not new, though. Savage, I remember my kid using that 10 years ago in that way. Oh. So that one's a little
remember Savage Garden?
Already.
I want to stand with you on a mountain.
Thanks, Don.
I want to bathe with you in the sea.
Alan.
I want to live like this forever.
He knows the whole damn song.
You're not doing, you're not going to get a gal doing this, okay? No, nobody's laughing with you here, Ross.
Alan's girlfriend slash wife hears this. She won't choose you to be her third.
Op. What's an op?
Op?
Yeah. Opportunity?
Yeah, I think so. Or opponent?
Kenny,
I don't know.
I got a few, too, that I learned from working in a high school if you don't get to them, if they're not on this list.
Sussy.
Oh, that sounds bad.
I know that one.
That's
a very sussy question, McLean.
Sissy?
Suspicious.
Sussy.
Oh, God.
And sus, they use too.
Here's one I can hear Amy Daniels using. That hits different.
Okay.
Hits different.
I like this one.
That one really hits different. Huh. Doesn't that seem like something Aim would say? That hits different?
I thought you were just getting to it. I thought you were like, this one will hit different.
No, it hits different. That's the one.
Okay.
Don't sleep on Ross's singing, let me tell you.
This example, Kenny, I laughed out loud reading that example yesterday when I sent this story to you.
Sleep on?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, read the example.
To sleep on something is to overlook its important. Don't sleep on that new guidance counselor. I heard she used to be a backup dancer for Doja Cat. You're right. That is funny, Ross.
Come on.
Yassify. To yesify something or someone is to glam them up until they're almost unrecognizable. Oh, those old teen heartthrob movies we've seen where the square drab girl gets all dressed up like Cinderella.
Yeah, it's a makeover.
Yesify.
She took off her glasses and put on some mascara.
And now she's gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she puts high heels on and stumbles at first, but eventually figures them out.
I'm so awkward.
This one kind of sounds dirty. Mukbang.
I have no idea what that one is.
Mukbang.
This form of entertainment originated in South Korea and features live footage of someone eating large amounts of food. Its popularity gained steam on YouTube during the coronavirus, or, if you're a hipster, Rona.
I don't like the phrase. I feel like it's a racist phrase, the beginning of it.
It almost, really sounds
racist. It does sound very racist.
I don't like it.
And many fans find the videos and their accompanying eating noises, comforting and relaxing. Oh, we just lost McClain.
It's ASMR. Those freaks.
Nothing Don hates more than descriptions of food or eating noises.
I went to a movie this weekend. You have no idea what I endured. these two... it's like they went to the movie to eat. Yeah. I just couldn't believe it. I out loud said, another one? Because another, I can't, first of all, it was a scary movie and very intense. And in the moments where this woman is like crying and gasping for air because she's so scared, you hear the crunch of popcorn, like this guy just stuffing his face. And then he goes, like he's laughing. And I'm like, I wanted to kill him. They were such gluttons. At Alamo, you get this big thing of popcorn. It's like a large, it's huge.
Yeah, it's like a 5-gallon bucket.
It's huge. Yeah. Each one of them.
Yeah.
Got three and just kept filling out cards because you fill out a little card and you put it up and all they did was just think and we're like another one. And then he slurped that soda till the end. And I go, the soda's gone. I can't deal with it. You guys, I can't. I mean, I almost gave him a piece of my mind.
Oh, God, that is so funny.
I did I couldn't. They ruined the movie for us. Anyway, go on with these young hip phrases.
I need oxygen. WYA. What's that stand for?
Where you at, dog?
How'd you know,
John?
I know that because there's a show. Have you guys ever watched Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Yes.
I have not,
There's one scene where it's hard to describe because they're foods.
Yeah.
And they talk and walk around and... there is a drink, and he became a spokesperson for a cell phone company.
Yes.
And he would walk around going, where you at, dog? YWA.
How old are you?
Aqua Teen Hunger Force is really funny.
Really?
Yeah, I'm
surprised
you watch that. Not that I think you're pretty hip and
again,
cool.
Again, because my kid.
Okay.
He said, watch this. You'll love it. I watched it, and I loved it.
Mood. Moods, I have to read this one. I haven't pre-read this. Moods are something your teenager has in bulk, but when it comes to Gen Z slang, mood refers to something the speaker can relate to or agrees with. For example, after a tough day, your teen might post a photo of a screaming toddler with the caption, mood.
Current mood. Yeah.
I get that one.
Yeah. Current mood.
These are letters. I-Y-K-Y-K. And it's not a jelly, so don't go down that road.
I know you know.
Yes, I know. I know you know.
That's not slang, though. That's more like an acronym, right?
No.
Didn't you give him this list?
No, we got it wrong. If you know, you know. That's what it is. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Okay.
Yeah. Here's one. I'm just going to say it out loud, McClain. Snatched.
Okay. Snatched.
When you're looking your best, your teen might grace you with a compliment. You're snatched.
Yeah.
I know people my age that if I said they were snatched, I'd get slapped in the face.
Oh.
B-I-H.
B?
Although sometimes used as a term of endearment among friends, you usually don't want to be labeled a B-I-H. I'll avoid literally spelling it out for you, so I have to figure out what B-I-H means.
Bitch in hell.
Probably is, yeah.
Bitch
is that what
in
it is?
Hey.
Heat?
Bitchin' heat. Probably.
I don't know.
Boy.
I feel old now. Drip.
Nope. Moving on.
Fire or trash? Think of these as two opposite ends of the cool spectrum. Something is
oh, that is
wonderful,
so fire. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hate that. No. That one really bugs
me. Yeah, I don't
like
that.
And if something is terrible, it's trash. That's, you know, that's dumb.
Don't talk to my kid then, because he uses both regularly.
Dill uses fire?
Oh, he's used fire for 12 years.
Number one, Dill, stop using fire and turn your hat around. Turn your baseball hat around.
That drives you guys nuts.
The only two issues I have with Dill. Right there.
I'm okay with fire. I've also started to use, because the cool kids use it, slaps. Oh, that song slaps.
You can get away with that because you are younger. It's when older people my age start using these terms, it makes me cringe.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What about the one I...
Such a, I don't know. I had to pull one on the list.
What? What?
What about the one I like using? Bounce. Let's bounce.
No, that's
bounce?
Fine.
I think bounce is fine.
That's okay. Yeah.
That means to leave, right?
Yeah, let's bounce.
And every time I say that, my dad kind of cocks his head and goes, huh, what? Yeah. And I'm, see you later, Dad. I got to bounce. Huh, what? And goals. When something inspires aspirational envy, or two things go together extremely well, the reaction is goals. Example, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' marriage is goals.
Huh. I don't like that one. I don't like that one.
Parents keeping up with their teenage lingo for more than a month. Goals. Okay. Well, that's dumb. That's all I got.
Man.
I got a couple for you that I learned from the high school that I used to work at.
Lay them on me, Bubbles.
What did they let you do?
Well, it was actually a radio station in high school.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You were in high school.
Oh, are you talking KBEM?
I am talking KBEM.
John, you got to, if you like jazz, check out KBEM 88.5. Great, great,
great
radios. And they're based right out of North High School. So you'll hear kids being disc jockeys. And let me tell you, it is fun when the kids get on the mic.
Yeah,
it
it's awesome.
It is so awesome.
Yeah. Shout out and plug to Hubbard's own Manny Hill, who was working over there as well.
So Manny works there now.
So you'll hear Manny with a lot of those students.
Ross, Manny is an educator.
Yes, an associate educator is what they call him.
Yeah.
So I learned these. I had an intern, and she was 16 or 17, and she told me some of the slang because I heard some of this and went, what are they even talking about? So one that she told me, and I had to pull this up because I always confuse it, but it's merch. Do you guys know what the slang merch means?
Well, other than merchandise you buy at a tour?
Yeah, doesn't it mean t-shirts and hats and crap?
Nah, here's what it means. Merch means to ask for proof. If you tell your friend that you know her boyfriend is cheating on her, she might reply with merch. Oh. That simply means she wants you to prove it.
She wants proof.
Okay.
Merch. I have no idea why.
Why merch?
Why merch? But the other one that made me giggle, I think you guys will love this one. Shipped. If I was to ship Dawn, what am I doing?
Can't wait.
Well, Dawn.
Or if Dawn was to ship me, what is Dawn doing?
Probably that would be the scenario, let's be honest. I don't know. I don't know. It seems like a dominant
Ross, I am
thing.
Very uncomfortable with your question. I consider Dawn a sister of mine, and I don't like you talking that way about my sister Dawn.
You would be setting me up, or I would be setting her up in a relationship.
Oh, relationship.
You're shipping me.
Oh, love it. Okay,
like
good.
Shipping. I see.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Merch is hilarious, though. That one makes no sense to me because it comes from nothing. It's not even close.
Yeah, what's the reference there? Does anyone young listen to our show?
Nah, my son, he's 22.
I'm sure there's some people.
Sorry, Dylan? Buddy.
Does Dill?
Dylan does, yep.
Yeah,
Dylan.
He's 26 now?
26, yep.
Oof, I know some of my buddies and family listen, so they got it. They're in their
30s. Are the four of us in a non-sexual polyamorous relationship? Is that what this is?
Every Wednesday around 10:30.
Who's buying the food? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, who's paying the rent? I still think that's the most important thing.
Yeah. So Alan has it pretty good. If we just want to go back to that, because he owns the house.
Yeah.
He's the master of his domain.
Well,
groceries and utilities.
D- you catch that, Alan? Basically, he hinted that they do sit down and talk budget. I thought that was great when he talked about the if you want the expensive dish plan or cable plan.
Alan is sitting pretty. He doesn't have to be married to someone, but he gets the benefits of marriage. Yeah. He owns the house, so he's the master. Anyway, thanks for listening, Alan. We have deemed you master of the universe.
Well, maybe a cuckold will give us an email or a ring over the next 5 days.
He's hoping
we can have another conversation like this. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to News from the Krabby Coffee Shop. New episodes drop every week wherever you get your podcasts.